first up, I have Ms. Carol Mosley.
Good morning, Commissioners. Carol Mosley, 10121, Southwest 104 Avenue in Hampton. Good morning, Commissioners. I was so angry in talking with friends about recent revelations that they had to help me vent so I don't bring my anger here today. I don't want to be angry. I just want your help in assuring that we are all operating with the same true and real information. I don't want your precious time wasted, nor mine. We've been under the weight of this mining plan for 6 years now. We all deserve to operate in reality so that things don't drag out unnecessarily. As you know, I've been trying for quite a long time to find out why this latest MMP, submitted by HPS2 in November 2019, has been stalled for 2 years rather than being brought to the hearing. I've been asking for you to help me find out what we are waiting for all this time. We were told that there was an unwritten RAI pending from hydrogeologist Schroeder. In an attempt to find out what he is actually waiting for, I wrote to Mr. Schroeder myself, who promptly confirmed that he is not waiting for anything. In fact, he submitted his review of the current MMP in January 2020, then retired and closed his business that December. So Schroeder has finished his evaluations, and there is nothing left now but to get the final report from OEC, then proceed to the hearing, as HPS2 themselves requested with their submission of their latest MMP. If HPS is still not ready with their plans, they could just pull their application and resubmit the plan when they're actually ready to put it into practice. It is not the business of our consultants to be involved with alterations to HPS2's plans, and there is no sense asking our consultants to review the plans of HPS2 if those plans are not ready for review. OEC should review the MMP submitted and give us their final review of that. Schroeder already has. When Schroeder submitted his first review, it was not intended to be suggestions for HPS to revise their plans. OEC was supposed to review what HPS submitted. It was the responsibility of HPS to provide sufficient data for the MMP to be reviewed. Schroeder wrapped up his entire review in January 2020 once HPS submitted their current November 19 MMP and a response to his earlier 2018 review. Schroeder is done and gone and in fact thought his completed review had already been submitted to the county along with OEC's final report. HPS said in their cover letter with the latest MMP that they're ready to proceed through the hearing. So why the delay? OEC should submit their final report on the current MMP and get closure on this aspect. Alternatively, HPS could withdraw their premature application and resubmit when there's a final version to be decided on. The public needs you to help us assure things don't get dragged on and on, but get dealt with promptly and efficiently. This is the moment when this mining plan either needs to prove it as a viable concept, or HPS needs to withdraw their application. Then we can return to conducting Bradford County's normal business without this quasi-judicial burden. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Mosley. Next I have, looks like, Kristen Rubin.
Good morning. My name is Kristen Rubin. I live at 26280 Northwest 206 Place, High Springs, Florida. And I live on the Santa Fe River, and I am a member of our Santa Fe River Incorporated. And that's whom I'm representing today. Thank you, Chairman Daugherty, and for the Bradford Board of Commissioners for this opportunity to speak. I am reading from the January 6, 2020 Schroeder Review, page 9 of 14. Concern 7, groundwater flows to springs in the upper Florida aquifer. The potentiometric maps provided by KLF Kleinfelder clearly show that the general direction of groundwater flow in the upper Florida aquifer underlying the proposed mine site is towards a major spring at Worthington. There is an existing 3-mile underground passage of the Santa Fe River between Worthington and High Springs. This is from Cooper, Kenner, and Brown, 1953. During low flows, the Santa Fe River is fed by groundwater from the UFA. It is therefore possible that any mine pit collapse, draining pit water into the underlying UFA, will affect the quality of the groundwater flowing to the Worthington High Springs Groundwater Santa Fe River system. Conclusions. Schroeder Inc., SI, has thoroughly reviewed all the information provided by the consultant KLF for the applicant HPS 2. KLF conducted a thorough data collection program to address all aspects of the state of Florida permit requirements for phosphate mining, particularly related to the engineering aspects and soil investigation. The breadth and scale of the investigation regarding hydrogeology and particularly the movement of the groundwater in the superficial sediments from the higher elevation on the property to the lower elevation, notably where the riparian wetlands along the New River are situated, is less rigorous. Insufficient data and supporting information has been presented to define the capacity of the deeper and shallower horizons of the reclaimed subsurface soils to transmit groundwater. Because of this lack of information, SI was not able to evaluate the possible long-term effects of the groundwater resources on the environment after mining. The concerns expressed in this letter should be taken into account and discussed prior to the evaluation of the HPS 2 application for a permit, a special permit. And this is from January of 2020, 2 years ago.
Thank you, Ms. Rubin. Next, we have Mr. Jim Tatum.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, and members of the board.
Morning.
My name is Jim Tatum, and I live at 112 West Minnehaha Street, Tampa, Florida. I'm a board member of our Santa Fe River. I'm not a resident of Bradford County, but I have enjoyed recreation on the Santa Fe River since 1977. Because this river is important to me, I am concerned about the threat that HPS 2 Enterprises poses. Please look at what phosphate has done in Florida, and phosphate mining has done in Florida, then compare the few jobs of short duration to the permanent destruction of land after mining. What is at stake is the rural lifestyle of the area and the future of the new and Santa Fe rivers. Where there are phosphate mines, there are accidents. And you have only to journey south to see a ruined Alifi River near Tampa caused by a detention pond spill. Even without accidents, look to Worthington Springs and White Springs and you'll see ruined, dried up mud holes caused by overpumping the aquifer. Visit the towns of White Springs, Ona, Mulberry, and Bradley Junction, once thriving but now dead since the short boom is over. Now they are places young people move away from because there are no jobs. Once mined, the land can never be restored to provide the sustainable agriculture and ranch resources that we have now. Mining destroys entire ecosystems, decimating habitats, wildlife, and plants. It permanently alters natural drainage systems. HPS does not have the right to put our river at risk. One accident might cost us our river, and HPS would not be able to fix it. This mine threat has been languishing much too long. Please put a stop to it as you have the power to do, and preserve the land and river for the two treasures that they are for us and all future generations. Thank you. If I have a little time left, I'm going to read another letter from Sierra Club. It says, Dear Board of Commissioners, Sierra Club has been following the proposed HPS 2 phosphate mine in Union and Bradford County since 2016. Recent records reveal repeated lapses in transparency and protocols required in Florida's sunshine laws surrounding previous action taken by this board. It is past time that the prolonged inadequacies inherent in the HPS 2 master mining plan, along with Mr. Sexton's lack of follow-through on repeat RAIs, are taken quite seriously. Additionally, we ask that you consider Lasser County's strenuous objections and concerns, along with the concerns of record from environmental consultant Schroeder Incorporated. Thank you. Sierra Club, Swanee St. John's Group. Thank you.
Thank you, Stan. Okay, Ms. Kate Ellison.
Kate Ellison, 971 Southeast 32nd Way, Melrose, Florida, in Bradford County. I'm going to be talking about this handout that I gave you. It looks like this. Let's take a minute to review the FIPRA report from 2017, which was partially funded by Jack Hazen on the new experimental process for reclaiming the clay-infused wastewater from phosphate mining. Not surprisingly, the beginning of the report paints a picture of a completely successful and revolutionary new process. In fact, HPS2 says the mine proposed for our county will not need clay settling ponds for this reason, and there is no room on the land for these vast ponds. This pilot project attempts to address the approximately 100,000 tons per day of waste clay produced in Florida. This waste clay is mostly water held in clay settling ponds for decades. They recognize that, quote, public perception of their effects on groundwater and property values has become a big hurdle for the industry to obtain new mining permits, end quote. Indeed. The report details a process for rapid dewatering of clay waste to eliminate the need for settling ponds. There are a few problems with it, though. They did not use real overburden, that is, the soil scraped from a site. They brought in a truckload of black topsoil and mixed it with sand. They did not use clay waste coming out of a mine. They dug out thick clay from the edge of an abandoned clay settling pond, letting it dry some more to 80% solid. To render the clay flexible enough to mix with sand tailings and overburden, they discovered they had to mix water back into the clay, a very complex task. Then they mixed everything together, added experimental chemical reagents, spun out what water they could, fed it onto a belt for further drying, and collected the end product, which had reached the 80% solid goal, which is what they started out with. This process was so far removed from an actual mine that they have not proven very much at all. What they think they need are a lot more experimental research projects like this one. That's the real reason for the HPS2 mine. Our rural small county will be the experiment. Why? Why aren't they trying it out on a working mine, something that's already there? Maybe those experienced mine owners think this is pie in the sky. No one outside of HPS2 thinks this idea is worth it. This failed experiment is only one issue. Pollution of the pristine New River, habitat destruction, declining property values in Brooker, etc. This is a bad idea. Please don't let them do it. Let's hold this hearing and reject this permit. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Olson.